Headlines that he often finds deceptive. This one is out of Sweden, and it says you could be getting too much calcium in your diet, and it could even be deadly.
Yeah, this is we're playing ping pong, Steve, because about two weeks ago, there was a study in the Journal of American Medical Association that said too much calcium could affect men but not women. And this one says, well, it's not affecting men, it's affecting women. So back and forth it goes. But it speaks to the fact that there's no specific consensus. And in this particular study, they used dietary assessments for women born between 1914 and 1948. It was about 61,000 women. And they simply asked them what their food intake was like. And so from that, they tried to predict and calculate how much calcium they were taking. And on the basis of that information and on those calculations, which were fraught with accuracy and precision errors, they put them into groups under 600 milligrams of calcium a day, or sort of like one calcium tablet or a little bit more than one calcium tablet a day if you're looking at supplements, those between 600 and 1400 and those over 1400 milligrams a day. And they found that in terms of their risk of heart disease, they found that and death from all causes, they found that women that were taking more than 1,400 based on these calculations were at double the risk, double the relative risk increase of all-cause death and cardiovascular disease and ischemic heart disease or lack of oxygen to the heart.
Right.
But the problem is that, again, you cannot show causality with this kind of study. This is what we call an observational study. So you're only saying, well, we calculate that this group of women took calcium and that those other women took a little bit less, but based on our calculations, they try and match things up. And you can't really say that this causes it. At the same time, you can't even apply it to other ethnic groups. This was Swedish women and also groups of men. So again, very difficult on the basis of one study to say that, hey, this is something and this is problematic.
Nevertheless, a lot of people, you know, trying to ward off osteoporosis, et cetera, turn to orange juice that has calcium added and turn to antacids, have calcium in them and different calcium supplements they're taking.
Sure.
Maybe are some people potentially getting too much calcium?
It can be difficult to take too much. I mean, really, you're looking at taking three or even four calcium tablets, 500 milligram calcium tablets a day. If you're taking two calcium tablets in terms of supplements and you're drinking lots of milk, and this was the equivalent of, in terms of the study, 5 8-ounce glasses of milk a day would give you too much. If you're doing that, again, with regards to supplements, if you have a good diet, if you are having a well-balanced, lots of fruits and vegetables, you know, fish, dairy, proper carbohydrates, you're probably getting almost enough calcium. So you can always speak to a dietitian. If you're really concerned, if you have illness and you're concerned about it, you can always speak to a registered dietitian to get a true calculation of your calcium intake to really see if you need to be taking something. And that is probably the best way to know whether you're getting too much, because I agree with you, Steve. Too much of anything is not good for you, but at the same time, you want to be accurate in your assessment and ensure that if you do need something, it's being done by a professional who can help you determine that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.